Nick Smart's got a couple of runners at Warringtonville today. Sally sells shells.
I'm expecting her to be there about. She's going to look like the winner at some stage. Could run into a place.
We're going to have a place dollar on Sally sells shells.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Mr. Mowgli had a look around. He'll beat Little Robin by six. Think it just held second from Sally sells shells.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Now, a $3 place is as good as a $3 winner as far as we're concerned.
Well done, Rick McIntosh, for getting that right, too, with the call. It's not easy to say, let alone calling a race.
Well done to Nick Smart for giving us a bit of love there. $3 a place. That's what we did yesterday. Didn't go the win. We went to Place Shirelle and we got our cash.
Good.
It was a disciplined performance.
Yeah, which we've sort of had to resort to because we've been woeful.
Just had to pull back.
It must be said, we've been woeful. But this week, the spreadsheet is looking very good. We're up $2.70.
Woo!
We've invested. What have we invested?
Plus the golf.
No, well, we can't claim that because we didn't put any money on. We didn't suggest put the spreadsheet dollar on, so we can't claim it. Well, that would have been nice to get the $21 for that. Not to be, but today we can make up for it because we're at Sandown Hillside for midweek racing, and the captain of the track walking team has been out there to see what we're racing on today. Sam Hyland, good morning.
Daniel, we love a bit of hillside racing. We love a bit of hillside racing and good conditions today. We're on a good four. Going stick 9.8, rails out 4 metres, 20 mils of rain for the week, 3 mils of irrigation. This track walks with consistent wear across. They'll spread in the straight, as they always do on hillside, and, yeah, they'll just use plenty of the straight. I mean, it's showing signs of pretty busy racing schedule through the winter, and it's got a bit of wear across, but it'll race okay.
Nice even wear.
It'll be improving because there's going to be a strong northerly wind today. And you know how in recent months the wind's been playing havoc, hasn't it?
Yeah. It doesn't rain in Melbourne anymore. It just gets windy.
Yeah. It's hectic.
It is hectic, but it sounds like a decent surface we're racing on today, Sammy. An even chance for everyone in the fields?
I would think so, Daniel. And I would think that a horse like Race 5, number 2, Enunciate.
Oh!
Who Pat Island and Chris Island have it going so well, he's really well placed in that race. So it's obviously his biggest test to date, but I think he can take the step up.
His form says this to me, Sam. 2-1-2-1-1. $9.
Let's hope he gets a one today.
What about gate 10, Sammy?
We're not worrying about gate 10 on a big track. And you got Michael Walker. It doesn't matter what barrier you put him in. He just wins. He's a gun job.
Enunciate, race 5, number 2 for the Highland Camp is our selection today for the track walker, the captain of the team at Sandown today on a good surface. Everyone gets their chance. Sam, we look forward to seeing if you and your team can get Enunciate over the line.
Thanks, guys.
Nice work, Sam Hyland, captain of the track walking team.
Okay, Archie Alexander has a couple of horses in today at Sandown. He joins us to find a winner for us. Archie, good morning.
Morning, guys.
You start things off in race 2 with number 1, Moret, who's back from a spell from gate 3. Jordan Childs aboard. Can you tell us that it's going to win?
Wish it was that easy. No, she's in really good form, and I think whatever she did at 2, she's only better looking, and her work's better at 3. She's out of as a Beale mare, and she's got a lot of staying sort of middle distance about her. And as a 2-year-old, obviously running over shorter 2-year-old distances, she did really well. And we've always thought whatever she did at 2, she was going to keep improving and be better at 3. So hopefully we can be right.
Okay, now she's coming. It's only been a short spell. Her last race was back in May. What has she done in the meantime to be ready for today?
Yeah, well, she just had a month out. It was more just a mental freshen up for a 2-year-old. She didn't need a huge amount of time out. Then she's just worked nicely. Her biggest sort of test was she went down to an official trial last week at Cranbourne, trialled really well. She was third and we didn't ask a lot from her. Very happy with the way she's going. And I mean, ideally a 1200 maiden would have been perfect, but just really there wasn't sort of one. And with all the troubles around with the wet weather, 13 in town looked perfect against fillies.
All right, so pretty confident. I mean, there's a few in the market. Yours is one of them, but reasonably confident?
Yeah, I am. I think we've got a good opinion of her. And, hopefully she can improve. And, you know, I think realistically for all these horses at this time of the year, if you've got big plans for them, they need to be stepping up. They need to be showing something, and that's what we hope she can do.
All right, so that is race two, number one. Now, in race four, you've got 7 San Remo. It's fair to say that the form for San Remo is not nearly as good as the form that you've got for Moret.
No, exactly. But, you know, he's. I wouldn't really pay much attention to that form. He's an out-and-out stayer. He's looking for a mile and a half, 2 miles, and he hadn't run for a while when he joined me, and you have to start them off over shorter, and he's been just creeping up through the distances. He's very dour. And last time over 2,000, even though he was out the back, he was strong to the line, staying on. So a mile and a half will really suit the horse. There should be good pace in the race. And providing they can just roll along, I think his forte is stamina. So if he can just keep going more than the others, we should run well.
Okay, so certainly you're going to get value if you're going to have a bet on San Remo. Is it worth an each-way play?
I think a little each-way bet, yeah, because, like you say, you're dead right. His form's been pretty awful on paper. Like, you wouldn't really get excited about it, but he's very dour and stepping up to a mile and a half on a big galloping track. You know, I think there's a lot of upside there.
All right. Of you two, though, if we were to have... Will you take control of this spreadsheet, man?
Well, I know. I just need to know. I'm starting to warm towards San Remo, a little bit of a place action, Archie. You know we've got a dollar to spend. What would you do?
Oh, well, I mean, it's my best chance is Moret over San Remo. That's pretty obvious. But, I mean, if you're going to have a bet, there might not be much value in Moret. Maybe a little... got a dollar place on if that's all you've got on San Remo, because like I said, he'll stay all day, and you know, I'm not saying he's a superstar, but he'll keep whacking away right to the line.
Rightio. I think that might be our play, Arch. We hope you win with Moret. Don't get us wrong, but I think for the spreadsheet system, we need to have a bit more investment on the place with San Remo. That's what we'll do today. Good luck.
Good stuff. Thanks.
All the best. Arch Alexander with two today. At Sandown Hillside on a good surface. Everyone gets their chance, says Sammy. And I think we'll play with that. Okay, race four, number 7, the place.
This is a huge situation here because $3.40 the win Moret, or you can go $8 the place San Remo.
So do we lock in the fixed $8 now?
Yep.
We'll take the normal, we just have the final dividend. We're going to take the place, the $8 place. We're going to lock that in right now. So if we win, it's an $8 return. That's a good result. The other one we'll play with for Sammy Highland, race 5, number 2, Enunciate. And off the SMS, Enunciate would win a Melbourne Cup if it was run at Pakenham on the synthetic. It's not, though. It's not. Says the punter's friend. We'll see, punter's friends. We will see. Good luck if you're getting involved today. Do so responsibly. More early mail tomorrow. After the news, Isaac Smith from the Hawks is going to join us.